You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. It is the audio path of totality. You can also see the Facebook live stream. Go to River Talk, the River Talk Facebook page, and you will see our show. There's not much to see with the host, but the guest is really quite good. State Rep Ron Ferguson, and please share this everywhere if you care about corruption in Ohio, especially with a state government and with a voter ID for photos, for mail-ins, and also for Medicaid fraud, which is coming up, the Somali fraudsters. The numbers are astronomical. You're not going to believe the numbers. Local media is not touching this, but you're going to hear all about it here with me. And again, if you care about cleaning up the government in Ohio, the corruption, we're talking about the rotten Republican Party in Ohio. It's rotten to its core. It's unbelievable. Share this everywhere. Post this everywhere on social media. More with a very special guest, Ron Ferguson. So who are the other people in Columbus who are supporting this bill of yours to demand a photo ID for mail-in?
Okay, so for the mail-in, Jennifer Gross that I just spoke about, a good friend of mine, Tex Fisher, he's from up near Youngstown, Canfield area. We have, trying to think of some of the other main people, we have Representative Brian Lorenz and DJ Swearingen, Tim Barhorse, Levi Dean, Michelle Teska.
What about Ty?
I have not talked to Ty about this yet. But
he's right next door. He's 95.
Yeah, sure. No, I would expect so. I mean, he's been solid so far. And so maybe I'll give him a call. He's probably listening right now. I'll give him a call on the ride.
Damn well better be listening here. Ty Moore, yeah. State Rep 95th District. Does he have an opponent in the fall? You know?
He does.
He does. Okay.
Yeah.
Probably be a real good idea for him to get on board with this, I would say, Ty. I'm surprised he hasn't been already. He's great radio, though. Yeah. Oh, my God, is he great radio. I'd have him on every day. This guy's fantastic, but I don't know about his voting record. So, overall, it doesn't sound like you've got much support in Columbus because you've named just a few people. And how many state reps do we have in Columbus total?
We have 99 total, 65 Republicans.
All right, of the 65, I think I heard like five names. That's not good.
It was more like a dozen, but
oh,
okay.
Well, in that case, that changes everything. What can we do here on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local to turn those numbers around to help you? What can my listeners do?
Check out my Facebook page, Ron Ferguson. Go on there. I've been consistently posting about this photo ID stuff. I'm on X, what used to be Twitter, Ron Ferguson, Ohio, my name there. Go on there, same thing, constantly posting about this photo ID. We need to get it right.
Right, but if they go on there and see it, they're already hearing it here.
But share it, get it out. We need to make sure that every voter knows exactly what's at stake, which is specifically making sure that we can close the mail-in loophole. I mean, that is what this is all about. Closing the mail-in loophole.
Well, if they need to know what this is all about, that's not what it's all about. That's part of what it's okay. about. You had said during the break, there's actually a bigger issue here.
Okay. Yes. So there's a constitutional amendment, and what we would like to see in the constitutional amendment is very simple, photo ID for every voter, because that is what the American people support, photo ID for every voter. Unfortunately, how the amendment is written right now, it actually codifies into the Ohio Constitution only the places that we currently are voting. And so I have it pulled up right here.
What does that mean in English?
So, I'll read it for you.
Okay.
So it reads right here, the laws shall include a requirement that an elector show the elector's photo identification when voting in person at a polling place or other voting location designated by law.
Well, that's what we already have.
Correct. We need to strike that last portion. It should simply say the laws shall include a requirement that an elector show the elector's photo identification. Period.
Is that
end
what
of
they
story.
Do? Is that the wording they use in North Carolina? Because I would think if you simply lifted that wording and put it into Ohio, it would be that much easier for the legal process, the judges to go, oh, it's the same wording as North Carolina. So is that
is pretty close to the wording in North Carolina. The only there's a couple differences, but the main difference is North Carolina just did it in law. This is, of course, the Constitution. So
right.
North Carolina didn't do that.
But the wording would still be the same, though.
It would be pretty similar.
Yeah. Okay. So the legislature is still meeting in Columbus. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And when does the session end?
The expected last day is June 10th.
Okay.
We could go longer if necessary, but as things stand today, June 10th is the last day.
So we don't have much time left.
So time is of the essence.
All right. So do my listeners contact their state reps to demand that they do something, or do they march on Columbus? Do they burn down the state capitol? Do they, you know, what do you want them to do?
They just need to share their opinions. That's really it. Just
that can make a difference.
Do you? It absolutely, especially if somebody's willing to go to Columbus, take the time out of their day and testify on behalf of this, 100%, that makes a big difference.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And are there any big deal name Republicans who are supporting you with this?
With adding the photo ID?
To make sure we have photo ID for mail-in. Are there any Republicans, any of the officers, any of the people, the statewide offices, the governor, the lieutenant governor, you know, whatever, who are doing this? Tressel, is he doing it?
Yeah, and I haven't seen Coach Tressel speak about this, but no, I'd say if you look at the federal side of things, I mean, our Congressman Rooley, Congressman Warren Davidson, Congressman Jim Jordan, the Ohio congressional delegation is supporting the federal version of this.
Right.
They need to support the Ohio version.
Yeah, well, Jim Jordan, he talks a good game. Don't get me started on him. He's like our Lindsey Graham, goes on Fox News, talks very, very tough, very impressive talker, and of course does nothing. So, all right, fair enough. What else is going on with this? Oh, that was it. With the state constitution, if I understood you correctly during the break, that if they vote for, if the voters see this on the ballot and think, oh, this is a good idea, then we'll have a photo ID for mail-in. If I understood you correctly, you told me they're going to get the exact opposite. Did I get that right?
So the way that it's written right now, and this is why it's so important that we get the word out to the listeners here.
Pay attention.
And across the state of Ohio.
Pay attention now. This is important.
We cannot support the amendment as it's written today.
Why not?
Because it was written in such a fashion that mail-in voting would be codified into the Ohio Constitution as not needing photo identification. We cannot do that. We have got to make sure that the constitutional amendment is simple, and it simply says that photo ID is required for voting. That is where the agreement among Ohioans and Americans are. Photo ID for voting. Keep it simple. Pass that. Don't start laying out in the Constitution the various voting locations. I mean, if you look at the U.S. Constitution, less was more. I mean, they used few words and very specific words to get across what it was that they wanted. We shouldn't have a two-page long constitutional amendment. We should have a paragraph long constitutional amendment.
And so if this thing ends up on the ballot the way it's written now, and people vote for it, essentially what they're really voting for is to make sure that there will never be photo ID for mail-in ballots, that way cementing the corruption that we already have in our voting system. I have that right?
Yeah, you would indeed be ensuring that we absolutely have to have photo ID in person, but by the same token, you would be ensuring the legislature cannot add that photo ID requirement to mail.
That's monstrous.
It is.
And DeWine and all these horrible, horrible rhinos, this is what they're actually trying to do.
We've only had one. No, we've only had one hearing. The second hearing is actually this week.
What do you mean no? DeWine doesn't support this?
What I am saying is that is what the committee process is for. So for people that don't know at home, the committee is where when a bill first gets introduced, you have hearings. People that support it, oppose it, what they think needs cut, added, amended to make it better. Right now, it's in the committee process. Now is the time for people to speak up and say what it is that they want this amendment to look like. So we haven't taken a vote on it yet. If people were to vote on it the way it stands today, that's a major concern. But if we amend it and get it right, hey, we still have time to get it right.
All right. So who's in charge of the committee?
So in the House, there's a House version and a Senate version. The House, it is in General Government Committee, and the chair there is Sharon Ray is the chair.
Sharon Ray, another rhino, or is she one of us?
No, she gave hearings to my House Bill 577. She's given hearings to my mail and my vote by mail.
So if my listeners call Sharon Ray's office and say, look, we heard Ron Ferguson on Dimitri saying about this, and the wording right now is terrible because if you get it to the state, if it's passed by the voters the way it's worded now, we enshrine no photo ID for mail-in. Is that right? Is that the message?
No. The message is for everybody to reach out to that committee in general and share that you want photo ID for every voter. It's not to speak to just one member. It isn't. It isn't Sharon Ray. It isn't Ty Moore. It isn't Ron Ferguson. And it isn't, Tim Barhorst. It's not one rep.
So who do we call or who do we email?
You can send testimony right to the committee, to General Government Committee. You can actually write, if you want to go in person, you can testify in person verbally, but you could also write your testimony and submit it to that committee.
How do they do that? Like, can you do that? Can they do that on your website or on your Facebook page?
Yeah, if you go to ohiohouse.gov, you just go on the general government website.
You know what you should do? You don't have it on your Facebook page.
I get at it.
I'm banned on Facebook because I'm not joking. I've been banned because I shared all the DOJ stuff about Epstein, and they said, oh, no, we can't have anybody know what's really going on there. I have been banned. That's why I'm doing... through River Talk, our Facebook live stream, it would seem to me that if you could do a simple video, use your iPhone and just say, look, here's how to do it. Put it on your Facebook, put it on all your social media, for heaven's sakes, so people can see the process. And it's apparently a very easy process, right?
Yeah, it's a very easy process, but I want to be expressly clear. This is the time for people to be productive. We have the ability to get this right.
Well, right. That's what I want.
That's what we're asking people to do.
So if you could do that as a video showing here's how to do it today,
okay,
for example,
sure,
and you click this and then you click that, it'll just take a few seconds, I would think.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, that would be it would seem to me to be a no-brainer. I'm surprised you haven't already done that because you're a former TV guy.
I had to come in here and get your recommendation, Dimitri.
A lot of people do that. But you're a recovering broadcaster. I figured you would have done that already. Seriously, I'm not busting your balls.
Yeah, no.
But it would be, to me, it seems like a natural thing to be like, here's how to do it. Look at the video. It takes 30 seconds and you can make a difference and share this everywhere on Facebook, on Twitter and everywhere else. I think that could make a difference. I really do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. We got a short break coming up here and then one more segment with a very special guest, Ron Ferguson, state rep, big winner, Republican primary, crushed this. I can't believe how inept they were with their campaign. $1.5 million. And they were just the dumbest damn thing they ever said about you. I couldn't believe it. Oh, he's woke as, S word and this, that, and the other. I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. I still can't get over it. Who was the mastermind behind that, by the way? Was there one person?
Well, he was Frank Hoagland was recruited and supported by the Speaker of the House, Matt Huffman.
Who was the guy that did the campaign? Who was the campaign guru that screwed up so badly? Was there one person? like a Greg Thomas in West Virginia. Oh. Is there a higher version of Greg Thomas?
There were, for $1.5 million, there was a lot of them.
Really?
I will tell you that.
Holy cow. Yeah. Absolutely unbelievable. More with a very special guest, Ron Ferguson. A few more questions, and you can actually make a difference here. Go to his Facebook page, go to Twitter, and look at the video that he's going to make. It's going to be very simple, very easy. It's like, here's how to do it today, and then do it today and send them a message that you want photo ID for all voting in Ohio. Simple as that,
simple.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go.